Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shauna's Rockin' the Little Circle G.
episode 6. Today, let me rock all your blues away. It's Thursday. That means the party has started because you're listening to my show, y'all. It's right here. I have some real good songs in the studio from the past today. So let's get this party started. TCB. Now, for the first song today, I have to do an Elvis song just because get your blood going. This is Little Less Conversation. Doesn't get your blood pumping. I don't know what will to begin with anyway. Okay, now I've got another good one for you. I've got this rock song from 1970. The band was Three Dog Night, and the song is Joy to the World. Amen. All right, that was Three Dog Night, Joy to the World, 1970. Hope you enjoyed that. I've got another 1970 hit right here. I've got one of the Allman Brothers hits, and it's a good one. I hope you enjoy this as well. This is Midnight Rider.
Starting soft and slow.
All right, that was Neil Diamond, Brother Love's Salvation Traveling Show. And that was from 1969. And I like Neil Diamond. I can see how Elvis influenced Neil Diamond, or the other way around, but it didn't matter. They're both great. But Neil Diamond had that style, stage presence, but he had it a little better, I think. But then again, I'm biased. Don't ask me about Elvis. I'm going to say he won it all, because he sure did win it all. I'm telling you what, my husband and I were having a conversation the other night, and he was telling me, oh, Elvis is obsolete now. You know, people's already broke his records. I looked at him and I was like, excuse me, excuse me. I said, honey, I have to tell you something. Why don't you Google how many platinums Elvis had? Why don't you Google how many broke the record? And he Googled, and guess what? Nobody broke that record yet. Michael Jackson was close, not close enough. Garth Brooks was close too, but not close enough. I'm telling you, the conversation turned into excuse me type conversation. So my husband knew, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. It's like, don't debate me on Elvis, dude. I know my stuff, and he sure understands that now. But I'm telling you, that's just how it was last night. But I'm letting you know, Elvis, none other. But Elvis, no one can touch him. The man is king of rock and roll. And even though it was technicality, he was king of rock and roll, because the other guys who were trying up for the throne got dethroned because scandals and stuff. Elvis kept his stuff to himself, kept his things to himself. The colonel knew what he was doing, and Elvis got to go and climb his way to the top. You know, it could have been Jerry Lee Lewis, but it wasn't. It could have been Chuck Berry, but it wasn't. The man that rose to the occasion, that rose to the top, that actually made it through all of that Hollywood jargon was Elvis, because he and the Colonel knew what they were doing. So anyways, I'll quit talking about Elvis right now, but you guys know how much I love Elvis Presley. Now, without further ado, let's keep this 1970 feeling going, because I like that era. This is Mississippi Queen, and the band is Mountain.
Oh, man.
All right, that was Mississippi Queens. It's a good song, isn't it, guys? It is. All right, let's go back to the past a little bit, to 1963. This is the Beatles, Twist and Shout. All right, that was the Beatles, 63, Twist and Shout. Okay, I have another oldie but goodie. This is Bobby Fuller from 1966 singing I Fought the Law.
A creek in the rocks in the I fought the law and the law won. I needed money 'cause I'm
All right, I hope you guys enjoyed that one. Now, without further ado, I've got a song that Angel requested. She wanted to hear Queen from 1975 doing their hit Bohemian Rhapsody. Enjoy it, folks.
Reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a fool, I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Out.
Okay, that was Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen. And Angel wanted to hear that. I hope we all had a lot of headbanging at the end of that, because it's like mandatory. When that part, that ending comes on, you gotta rock it. It's the rules. If you don't, then you're a little hard up and there's no help for you. Because that part, you gotta rock it. Anyways, let's get this feeling still going, guys. This is from 1973. Still way before my time. Song is The Joker. And the band is the Steve Miller Band. Enjoy it.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. 'Cause I speak of the pompous of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I give my love and all.
That was The Joker from the Steve Miller Band. Excuse me. Now, let's do some Bob Seger, guys. I've got this hit from 1978. Old Time Rock and Roll.
Thank you.
All right, that was some Bob Seger for you guys right now. That was good, wasn't it? Got lost there for a second. I was thinking of Tom Cruise sliding across that hardwood floor in that white t-shirt and his whitey tighties. Sorry, guys. Every time that song plays, I always think of the movie Risky Business. I can't help it. Anyways, and that gives you a little flashback of the 80s, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what will. Okay, I'm going to play another 80s for you. This is Rick Springfield singing Jesse's Girl.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. If she's watching me with those eyes, if she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Along with the charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Some Rick Springfield for you folks. Ah, oh, I can't do a rock show without doing something by Lynyrd Skynyrd, guys. Gotta do that. This is 1973. This is their hit. I used to listen to this all the time when I was younger in the clubs. This is Gimme Three Steps.
Thank you.
All right, we are back. I hope y'all enjoyed Lynyrd Skynyrd. I've got Carolyn on the line. Hello.
Hello. Hi, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, honey.
Oh, okay. It cut out. Everything got really quiet. I didn't know. How are you today? How are you doing today?
I'm good. Got out early and started cutting my lawn. Finally got done around 10 o'clock, took a shower, put the songs in the studio, and then it was time to rock and roll.
Yeah. I missed the first few minutes of it. I was thinking it didn't come on until 2. But,
well,
anyways.
On the schedule that my son is on, he's off the bus by like 2:38, so I get off here at 2:30, and to have an hour and 30-minute show, I got to start having my Thursday shows at 1 o'clock
right.
Eastern. Yeah.
I thought about school starting back, and I figured that may have had something to do with it.
It does. I move around. I have to. The schedules around here are ridiculous. If y'all have kids, you understand. If y'all used to have kids that were little and grew up, then you understand, too. It's a headache when they start school, but then again, I have seen parents drop their kids off and look at the sky, put their arms up first day of school and go, hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, my God, me too.
Get on the bus. You are going to school. Oh, thank God I don't have to deal with you anymore. No, that's some parents. Mine's still cute and adorable. I don't think that way yet.
You know, when mine were teenagers, even right up to graduation, I did not think that way. I hated to see them go. Always did.
Yeah. Well, like I said, some parents, they love it when school starts. Other parents, they miss their kiddos. I'm at the missing my kiddo stage. But, you know, the cuteness rubs off around puberty, around 12. And let's just hope he still is a homebody and loves his mama. Because I'll tell you, that kid has an attitude. Wade does, I'm telling you. But then again, I'm his mama. I should know. That kid has a million and one questions. He has lots of answers, and if he can't answer it, his answer to everything is, oh, mama, besides asking Lexa, ask Daddy. Daddy knows everything. I'm like,
oh,
nah.
Wow.
Not everything. Not everything.
But that is so sweet. That is so sweet, though.
Oh, he tries.
But kids are only kids once. You only have them for a short time. They cut loose, and they're gone. You know, mine
lives hours
away from me. You know, I hardly ever get to see them, and it's sad. It's, you know, I miss them. And
yep.
I wish they were back in school again, you know.
Not necessarily. Yeah, the time
school,
flies,
but back
girl.
Home.
Yeah, the time flies when you have kiddos because they grow up, and it's too fast, and you got to embrace it. But, you know, the thing is, when your kids grow up and get out of the nest, it's time for you to shine, for you to find your wings, for you to fly out of the coop yourself and find a life. That's what a lot of parents have to go through when their kids get out of the nest. Find something to do or something will get you. You know, you got to find something you love, something that you're passionate about, you know. It helps. I've been telling my mom that for years, Carolyn, and she's 72 and she's just now getting the hint. You know, you got to find something that's just yours and yours alone that you enjoy, your knack, something you love, and it helps tremendously. Everybody has something. No,
and it
could be anything.
What it is. Well, it matters what it is, but you got to do something. You really do.
Yeah. Besides doing something very against the law or wicked, don't do any of that stuff, folks. We're talking about good hobbies that you embrace, you know, quilting bee or play in a bridge club or do bingo or heck, find yourself some high-end people and do what my girlfriend did. Jump out of an airplane. Holy heck.
No.
She wants me to do it. She wants me to do it.
Jump out. I won't even
bungee. I
won't do that, but...
I don't know. I told my friend, I said, well, I'll tell you, if I'm a few sheets under the wind, or you can try and get me to do it, but I don't know. I'm a I'm scared of heights.
That'd be the only way I would.
Heights and me do not get along. But it could be anything, guys. My husband actually wants us to line jumping or whatever when you're
line dancing.
No, not line dancing, honey. Skylining, you know, where you get on a roof and you slide all the way down like a big mountain or some area. He wants me to do that. And I said, well, at least since I have a rope tied on to me, I guess I can do that. You know, work my way into maybe finally jumping out of that airplane. Because I tell you what, you got to conquer your fears. It's true. It really helps. It helps. It makes you become somebody that you weren't 5 minutes before you've conquered it, you know. At least try. So I'm going to start with the zip lining. That's what it's called. I'm going to start with the zip lining, and then if I enjoy that, maybe I might take parachuting lessons, see how that works out.
I will say...
Whatever guy takes me up for the first time and makes me hold on to him, he's going to be held on so tightly, I'm probably going to kill him by the time we get to the ground, ladies and gentlemen. But that's his job.
Yeah, you just give me a first. Something like that.
He's going to say, now hold on to me. I was like, okay, honey, I'm going to hold on for you for dear life because this isn't something I'm used to. anyways, you guys, I'm on this 1980s kick, Carolyn. Let me play this song for everybody. This is from 1981, and it's from the band The Stray Cats. And the song
I love all of your songs today. You're doing some great songs. You are great song.
I appreciate it, honey. This is Rock This Town. Thinking about the 80s had some really good rock songs. I must admit, the whole decade, I liked what some of the rock was coming out. You know, ZZ Top was getting influenced there. You've got what I just played before, Rick Springfield. You got Bob Seger. What was coming out of the rock scene in the 80s was basically what we were hearing before, but they were adding some more pizzazz to it. We were listening to Southern rock mostly, and they changed it up just a little bit. And that's where the hair bands started coming in the 80s. Now, yeah. So I'm going to let you guys listen to this. This is a real good one. This is from 1983. The band is ZZ Top. And the song is Give Me All Your Lovin'. That was ZZ Top. Hey, if that doesn't get you up and rocking, I don't know what else will. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Y'all's butt should have been up a long time ago. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, y'all. If y'all are zombified and walking around like little zombies, something's wrong, everybody. Get some coffee. Get a 5-hour energy. Go get something. Wake y'all selves up.
True.
Uh-huh. Go put some of that Folgers in your cup. I mean, goodness sakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
yeah.
My favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is the name of that coffee? I forget. It's kind of like so good, though. I'm going to look at the label. I got to see it. You know, buy it all the time. I can't even remember what it is. Oh,
really?
Baymont. Yeah, Baymont.
Oh. I'm drinking McCafe. Sounds sophisticated, but it's not. I think it's a McDonald's coffee flavor. It tastes pretty good. It's like Dunkin' Donuts coffee, just a little bit medium side. I like it. I am a Folgers gal, so I thought I'd try something different. My mother is Folgers gal too, but she said try this McCafe. They sell it like coffee now, so I went and tried it, and I love it. I drink it every day.
Wow.
Oh yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's pretty
I'll tell you something I love. I could have it every day. It's frappes from McDonald's. Oh my God, I could drink my way down them.
I make my own at home. It's a lot cheaper and they're much better. You just get the flavored creamers. Take one of those flavored creamers that's liquid and get you some good coffee. Make you some good coffee. Pour in that creamer until it's light colored and put some ice in it. There you go. You're welcome. You got
all right. You know, I started to do it, and I didn't think about the creamer. I just thought about maybe some chocolate syrup, because I do like the chocolate mocha. I thought about, you know, chocolate syrup or either, like some kind of a chocolate powder or something, you know, to put in it, to flavor it chocolate.
You get that powder. That powder hits something cold. It's not going to mix well. So I suggest use the liquid flavored creamers. Right now, I have a hazelnut cold coffee right now.
Oh, I love the hazelnut creamers. I love them. They are so
but
good.
There's two ultimate flavors I like. There is one of my ultimate flavors is the Italian cream. It's called Italian cream. It's good. It's got a little coconut hint to it. It's awesome. And then there's the other one that I love is butter cookie. Yes, it's from Walmart. It's called butter cookie. It's delicious.
Wow.
It's just like those butter cookies you get from your granny in the tins. I mean, it brought me back to my childhood anyway. But that's how you do it, guys. Just get coffee, pour it in a big cup, add your creamer to it that's flavored and sweet, then put some ice in it, shake that sucker up, put it in your favorite glass or whatever, and there you go.
Yeah.
You got one. And it didn't cost you much.
Yep, the crushed ice.
Now,
Better.
Yep. It's okay. This is a very long song. It seems like Brandon always likes the songs that are over 5 minutes long. Honey, brother, listen, I love you, dude, but these songs are killing me. This is REO Speedwagon from 1978, and I've never heard of this song. It's called Roll with the Changes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That was for Brandon, so I hope you guys enjoy that. Now, I'm going to play another song. And if you're calling now, I'm so sorry, guys. There's only 10 minutes left, so there's really no reason to start a conversation. Don't have time for it. I got a couple more songs I have to play, guys. Let me see here. Just for y'all's listening pleasure, of course. I've got to rock it after that. I can't. I love our little brother, Brandon, but some of his music's just crazy sometimes. I've got to rock it with something else. I gotta clean my rock and roll palette here.
Yeah.
So okay.
Keep in mind,
okay.
He is a lot younger than we are, so.
Oh yeah,
you know,
he loves the 70s. He loves the 70s. I love the 70s too, but it depends on who's singing them.
I love the 70s. Yeah.
Okay.
That was later than the 70s, though. I never heard that one.
This was 1973, and I had no idea. But anyways, this is from 1985, and this is John Cougar Mellencamp, and this is Rockin' in the U.S. of A.
Love that guy.
That was John Cougar Mellencamp, Rockin' in the USA. That song always brings me back to the time when I'm watching MTV and learning how to dance. Yes, yes, the 80s. Fun time.
Yeah.
It is a fun song. It's a good song.
It is. Yeah.
Now, let's see here what I've got. I've got another good song that I like. You know, sometimes I like showcasing some female singers here and there. Well, this isn't really a showcase. Everyone knows who Alanis Morissette is, right? Everybody. Everybody knows who Alanis Morissette is. Okay. Well, I'm going to play her 90s hit, Hand in My Pocket. So, guys, enjoy this one. All right, that was Alanis Morissette. She had a type, she still does, women's songwritings. That's all I'm just saying. Women's songwriters. We're going to write about everything, man. And she sure did in the 90s. She wrote about heartache, breakup. She was like the Taylor Swift of her time. If there's something bad in her life, Alanis Morissette wrote a song about it. So I just thought I'd throw it in there since we're doing, you know, a little bit of the past. But I wanted to tell you guys, thank you so much for listening to the show today. Thank you so much, Carolyn, for calling in and keeping me company at the last minute. Thank you. And I appreciate everybody for still listening to the TCB Network. And I wanted to let everybody know that if you are enjoying this programming, then get with me later and we can talk about keep going with it after about a month or two. About a month and a half, we'll be done with this little bit of a pay cycle. So I just thought I'd let you guys know I might be doing a benefit all week in the next 2 weeks. Yep, that's a lot of programming, guys. I'm going to be like PBS to you guys. I'm going to ask y'all if you love what you're listening to. Please give us some love at the TCB Network, and we will always give you guys entertainment. But anyways, guys, love you, Carolyn.
Sean,
love you all.
I love you, too, but, you know, we still have our GoFundMe. And
that's what I was talking about, so get with me.
Okay, I wanted to make sure. So
we do.
We're going to keep it going. Don't, you know, that's nothing going to do it.
We'll do
you.
Our best.
Always
thank you. I appreciate all y'all's love and devotion, and I will keep giving you as much as the good stuff as I can. It's a work in progress, but we here at the TCB Network know how to TCB, and we can get it done. On that note, I love you. I love all you guys, and I will get back with you tomorrow night with the truth about Elvis, and we're going to go over Elvis in the 60s. So without further ado, the last song, and I love you guys, and you, Carolyn.
I know, I love you too. Goodbye, you have.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle-lang-a-lang. Won't call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always a hooky. Until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Hands to yourself. Started talking about true love.